Kirbus Agurvach, hope all is well. Today's daf is Nozer Daf Yotes. Unfortunately, today's shir is Lili Nishmas, three kids who got killed on Erev Shabbos in the Pigua and Ramot, as well as a refuah shleima for everybody who was injured. So we're here on Yotes, Amud Aleph, or four lines down, Man Tana, Lohana Tana Rabbana. If you remember yesterday, we had a machokes, right? We had a machlokas, a four-way machlokas. What happens when a tamei becomes tamei, when a nazir becomes tamei? So when does he start again with his counting his nazir? So we had Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, who said that they start on day seven. Right, again, to recap, the Tara process is they count 7 days. Right, and then they go to they sprinkle with the paraduma on the third day and the seventh day, right, that gets rid of their tumah. They go to the mikvah, and then on the eighth day they have korbanos. They have a chatas, an asham, and an ola, and then they also have to shave their head. But either way, so with the four-way machlokas is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar says that you start counting on the seventh day. Rabbi says you start on the eighth day. The Chachamim say you start on the eighth day, but only after you bring the chatas. And Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Broka, he said that only on the eighth day after you bring the chatas and the asham, when you bring all the korbanos, that's when you start. Counting. So the Gemara wants to know, man tana l'hod tana rabbanon. Whose shita, right, is the following brisa? Isha shanodra b'nozir v'nitmoa, right, a woman decides, right, she's going to become a nozir, and she becomes tamei, ve'achar kach hefer lo ba'ala. And then, right, again, we did nadarim, right, so then her husband is mefer nether, and she was never a nozir to begin with. And the point that's actually, the important point that's not actually mentioned in the Brisa is she had set aside some animals for her korban, for her tuma korban. So what's the deal? So what does she bring? What korbanos does she bring? So mevia chatas ha'of, inu mevia ola ha'of. The Brisa says she brings the chatas and not the ola, right? Again, if you remember, there's a pair of birds, right? A pair of birds that she brings. One is a chatas, one is an ola. So the Brisa says she brings the chatas, but not the ola. And Amar, so who is that? Who shita is that? Of Amar of Chista, right? Amar Rabbi Yishmali. This is Rabbi Yishmali, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Broka. And again, he's the one who said that the Ola was chashuv, right? Was legit. That was something that he had to bring. Right? That was part of the kapara for the naziris, right? And so therefore, right, that's a korban that needs to be brought. It's not just a stam matana, right? We said yesterday the Chachamim say that it's just a matana. So Rabbi Yishmali takes that korban seriously. Therefore, it has to be brought. The problem is, though, right? If you're telling the problem is mimanoshach, right? If it was original Naziros, meaning when the husband is made for the nether, right, what do you, what's the status of this Naziros, right? That the wife was a Nazir, and then she became Tame, and the husband uprooted it, right, retroactively. So, Micah Sabra, the problem is, what do you mean you only bring the Ola? Right, why would you bring only one korban? But Ika Sabra, Baal Mi Akar, if you're telling when the husband, if you hold it when the husband is made for a nether, so that uproots the Naziros completely, so Chatas Ha'of, Nami Lo Lesi, so why should you bring the Chatas Ha'of? Right, why should she bring the chatas? She didn't have to bring anything. She was never a nazir to begin with. Vika suffer baal make his guys. But if you hold that the husband simply kind of stops the naziris, but she was a nazir when she started, right, and therefore she became tame, so also of nami laisi. So she should bring all of them. She should always bring, obviously she should bring the korban, she should bring all the korbanos. She was a nazir or a nazira, she became tame, and she has to bring the whole slate. So the Gemara says, la'olam kasavar baal make arake. Really, Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka holds that the husband uproots the naziris when he's made for nether, and really, right, she shouldn't have to bring anything. Why does she then bring Then she brings the chatas. Why does she have to bring the chatas? Rabbi Shmuel, sabar laki Rabbi Elazar kapar. Again, that we already hold them. But that we already saw earlier. Again, we saw at the end of the Darim. We saw already a couple times this mesechta. He holds like Rabbi Elazar kapar. The Tanya is willing to rabbi Rabbi Elazar kapar. Rabbi Omer. Ma Talmalomer, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, what does it mean? V'kiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh. What does that mean when chata ala nefesh, right? When the Pasuk says by Nazir? V'chive'ez nefesh chata zeh. Well, what soul? Meaning, usually he didn't sin by his soul, but usually that seems to imply that he killed somebody. Right? What the Pasuk says, right, just to clarify, v'hizir l'ashem es yumei nidro. Right, a guy decides to be a nazir. Vehivi kevus ben shnasol le'asham ve'amim arishurim. No, sorry, that's not the wrong. That's the wrong pasuk. Sorry, it's the second one in the Torah. Ve'asar kohen echad chatas ve'echad ola v'chiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh. The Kohen brings the Chatas and the Ola, and he atones for the guy that had sinned against a Nefesh, right? Ala Nefesh. So what does that mean? It seems to imply that he killed somebody or something. Like, what Nefesh, what Averus Nefesh are we talking about? So, V'chive Ezo Nefesh Chodazet. So Ela, rather, what's the sin here? Shetzir Atzma Min Hayayin, right? He afflicted himself, right, from having wine. Wine is not usher, right? He added this Isser to himself, right? He afflicted himself from having wine. In certain scenarios, or many scenarios, wine is certainly mutter to have. The kavachom, and therefore that was the chait. And says Rabbi Elazar, kapar kavachomer matzah shalot tzir atzma elamin ayayin nikra chodei. Kavachomer, if someone who only refrains from having wine is called a sinner, matzar atzma mikolda var alachas kama mikama. Someone who swears off everything, meaning someone who fasts, certainly, right, is considered to be a sinner. Now, obviously, you asked me that a fast is considered to be a positive thing. So, in many cases, it is. In many cases, it's not. It's not necessarily a positive thing to fast. Right, nowadays, we already don't fast so much. Voluntarily, obviously, right, for the fasts, right, we have ordained fast by Chazal, but it used to be a thing that people would fast all the time, for Tzinis Cholom, etc., right, so nowadays we don't really do that so much. But okay, but meaning, so a Kavachom is someone who deprives himself from everything. The Gemara says, one second, the problem is, Benazir Tamei Ksiv, V'anafilu Nazir Tarkam Rinan. The pasuk in question, right, as we said before, right, that the guy was, the pasuk is talking about someone who is tamei, right? And here you're telling me what the logic is, that someone who, just the fact that he didn't have any wine means that he's a chotei. That pasuk is talking about bringing the korbanos for a nazir who became tamei. Right? That seems to imply that the chait was the fact that he became tamei, that he violated his nazirus. Now you're telling me that pasuk means, right, even a regular nazir who's tahor, right, is a chote. So the Gemara says, you're right. Right, no, correct. Rabbi Elazar Kapar holds that someone who does not violate the Nazirus is also a sinner. Right. Why, therefore, did the Pasuk say that a Nazir is a sinner by a Nazir who was Metame himself, who became Tame? Because now he has to do it twice. Right? Because now he counted his Nazirus, he got Tame in the middle, now he has to start again. So he has, not only did he take one 30-day period, he's going to have to do another 30-day period of refraining from wine. So he's done that inappropriate thing twice, according to Rabbi Elazar Kapar. That's where the pasuk framed it in that section. Okay, fine. Yatzav v'nichnas olam lo min haminyan. Again, this is already the Mishnah back on daf to Zayin, I want to say. It's a Zayin of a base. Yeah. I mean, the Mishnah had said, just to flip back, but Yatzav v'nichnas olam lo min haminyan, if the guy goes, takes a neder, again, there's context there, is someone who took a neder of Nazirus in the basic kvaros, right? So again, the Mishnah had said that even if he's there for 30 days, they don't count until he leaves, right? Until he purifies himself and brings the korban, etc. If he goes out and then goes back in, so then ol lomen aminyan, right? Then you can start counting, and then maybe korban tumah, then you can bring the korban tumah. So the Gemara just says, what do you mean? Katoni ol lomen aminyan shum de yatzachal alav aziris. What do you mean that there, if he goes back and comes back in, that's what he can start counting? Meaning, what do you mean right away? Right, just the fact that he went out, you can start counting. He hasn't already. There's 7 days to become tahor, right? For a tumah, right? You have this three sprinkle day three, day seven, right? We talked about it. So mashmul, yeah, that's what it means. I mean, kigon sheyotzav hezav shanav taval means when the guy went through the whole tahara process, that's when where you can start counting, right after the seventh day. So the problem with that is elahu nichnas u de olam min aminyan, well nichnas in olam min aminyan. Well, that seems to imply then, if you tell me after he went through that whole tower process, that then when the mission said that it's only if he goes back in, right? The mission says that Yotzi v'nichnas, if he goes out and then he comes back into the basic pharos, then those days can start counting. What do you mean? He has to go be metame himself for those days of Tahara to count for his Naziris? What are you talking about? So Gemara says, Lomi Boya Komer. No, you're right. That's not what the Mishnah meant. Mishnah meant Lomi Boya. Lomi Boya Yotzi. You don't even need to tell me that if he went out to become Tahar and stayed out, then obviously those days when he is Tahar count for his Naziris. But even if he came back after undergoing the entire Tahara process, right, so then you can start counting over there. And really, what it doesn't mean that you start counting, but it means that if he went out and did the whole entire Tahara process, became Tahar, and then went back in, That, i.e., that counts as if he restarted his Naziris, and he would have to bring another Korban, right, for being Metame himself again. But if he had gone back in the middle, like he had never had a period of Tara, right, and then he wouldn't bring an extra set of Korbanos, right? We did that yesterday. Amar le Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi has the following shout out to Rav. My time up, lo mefrashta hal, lo mefrashta lan, Kehalin Mili. Meaning, so Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked Rav, why didn't you explain this to us? Meaning, why didn't you give that? Meaning, when we did the Mishnah in Daf Yomi, right, we didn't give this whole explanation, and apparently Rav Kahana and Rav Asi also had the same kasha, right? Why didn't you tell us that, Rav? Right, that's what the Mishnah means. So we didn't understand. So Amar Lahon, he said to them, well, Amina Dilma, Lo Tzrichisu. Right, I thought that you were above that. I didn't need to. I thought that you understood. It was poshut, right? You guys are in the top shir, right? I thought I didn't need to explain it to you, right? I guess he held his students to a high standard. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar Omer Lo Bo Bayom Shenamar Vayim Arishonim Yiplu Achiyu Yomim Rishonim. Rabbi Elazar said that not on that day when he goes back, right, but on the first days, meaning after on the eighth day, meaning if you go back in 2 days later. After he finishes Tara Prazo, so then, right, he would, that was, is when he would, start his counting, and that's when he would have to bring, right, a korban for being Matame, right, his second set of Nazir. So Amar Ula, Lo Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ela Betame Shenozar, right? Again, Rabbi Elazar got his Shita, right, from the Psukim, he darshan from Psukim, and Ula says, yeah, Rabbi Elazar's Shita is only if the guy started out his Nazirus when he was Tame. Aval Nazir Tahor Shenitma Afili Yom Echad Zozer. But if a Nazir Tahor, right, became Tame, so even on, meaning even if he became Tame on his first day, right, guy takes a nether to be a Nazir, boom, doesn't last a single day. Right, according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't have to wait 2 days, like he said in the Mishnah. In that case, right, that already the first day, right, you lose out, right? Even that first day you can become Tame, and then you have to go mess up the whole thing, and then you have to go start counting again. So Amar Rava, my timer Rabbi Elazar, what's Rabbi Elazar's Shita? What's his logic? Amar Krux, the Pasuk says, Ki Tame Nizro. I become, because his Naziris became Tame, Mishum Dibetuma Nazar, because he had become, made himself Tame, a Nazir, when he was already Tame, right? Betuma Nazar, he took the Neder Naziris when he was already Tame, or it's a Joshua Rabbi Elazar. Problem is that Esve Abaye has the following Stira, right, on Ula Shita. Again, Ula says that Rabbi Elazar's Shita, that he has, there's 2 days there, only applies to a guy who started his Naziris Betuma, and not to a Nazir that's Tahor, that became Tame. That even, that in the case where the guy was a Tahor when he became, started his Naziris, even the first day would mess him up. And Abaye says, it's beferish against the following brisa, and sure enough, if you peek ahead, right, there is going to be a tiufta in a few lines. Esve Abaye said, what do you mean? Harini Nazir Me'ayom, the brisa says, if a guy says, I'm going to be 100-day Nazir, v'nitzva b'tchilas me'ayo, and again, he gets, doesn't even make it 1 day, becomes Tame. Right, he says, 100 days from now, I'm going to be a Nazir, right? I'm going to be a Nazir for the next 100 days. Doesn't even make it 24 hours. So Yachol Yehi Soser, you might have thought that counteracts, that is Soser as Naziris, that messes him up, and he would need to do, meaning account another 100 days after he's done with his Tara process, Tamalomar, therefore the Pasuk teaches us, Vayamim HaRishonim Yiplu, that the first days should fall, and they should not count after it becomes Tame, right? Achiyu Lo Yamim Rishonim, right? Until he had first days. Rishonim, that guy does not have first days. I mean, that guy only got tummy on his first day, right? And therefore, right, that doesn't count as uprooting the entire count. That first day counts for him, and therefore, when he gets tahor, he has to take another 99 days. So that's already the stira. That's again because Rabbi Elazar Ula had said that Rabbi Elazar holds that in that case you need 2 days and not 1 day. But here we're the 1 day and not 2 days. But here, yeah, I mean, Ula had explained Rabbi Elazar's Shita as only if the guy started his Naziris Betuma, and not if he started Naziris Betara. Here we're saying that Beferish applies also to a guy who started his Naziris Betara. Okay, we're just going to quote the end of the Raisa, but that's basically the stira that we're going to bring in Tioftan. If, let's say, Besof Mea, let's say the guy became Tame on the last day of his 100 days, Yachol Yesosir, you might have thought that would uproot the entire count. Tom Lofer, therefore the Pasuk says, Vayem Rishonim Yiplu, right, that those days should fall away, that should counteract those days, because the Ika Achronim, implying that there should be days after the day he became Tame. V'zeh in la'achronim, and this obviously became Tame on the last day. He doesn't have any days after that. Nitma b'yom me'ach aser echad. Let's say he became Tame on the 99th day. Yachel lo yeheso. So you might have thought that that would not uproot his entire count. So Talmud Lama, therefore the pasuk says, v'yim ha'rishonim yiplu, that these first days should fall. V'chal di'ika achronim, v'zeh lo yishlo rishonim v'achronim. Right, the pasuk implies that there has to be days before, and this guy has days after, right, and days before. Now, but the kasha is meaning, therefore he loses everything. But the problem, the kasha is, but Tamei Shanazar lo matzazamers, right? But you can't say that. I mean, you can't say that Bryce is talking about a nazir who's already Tamei midikatani, because the guy says, "Are any nazir mea?" The guy says, "I'm going to be a nazir for 100 days, and it became Tamei on the first day." Right, Vikatani, the Bryce says, Achi Hu Lo Yomim Rishonim, and the Bryce said that you need to have first days, right? That's literally against Ula's Shita of Rabbi Lezer, who says it only is true, right, that you need days and not day, right, in a case where the guy started as Nazirus. But Tamas, so Tiotas, that's against that. Sure enough, that will reject Ula, and Rabbi Lezer's halacha that it needs to be 2 days will also apply to a regular Nazir who started his Nazirus Betara. Amar the Rav Papa L'Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, Halein Yomim de Kaminan, right? These days that you mentioned, they need days. The Dinafak Chadu Mitchilan Trey, O Dalma Dinafkin Train Umatchilan Tlasa. When he says 2 days, does that mean one day is finished and we already started the second day? Or maybe it means 2 days have passed, meaning 2 days are done, and now we start already on the third. Meaning, when does Rabbi Elazar say that's going to mess things up? On the second day or the third day? So, lo hava biyadei, and also shayla the Rava. So Abai didn't know, right? And her papa, right, went to Rava, and Rava told him, amrlei yipluksiv, that any plural, right, any amount, and then even if on the second day, right, that will get rid of the Nazirus. V'yitzrich l'michtav yamim, v'yitzrich l'michtav yiplo. And we need both those psukim, right? If you remember, we have these two psukim, right, that tell us plural, days plural, and yiplu, right, and also teaches us that they will fall, right? So they will get, right, the days of Nazirus will get counteracted. And both the psukim seem to teach us the same thing. The problem is we need both of them. Not a problem, but the Gemara teaches us that we need both of them. Because of Rachmanu Yomim, if the Torah would have just said days, v'lo k'siv yiplu, and didn't say yiplu, hava amina, what's the girsa over there? Hava amina, well, I guess, ad denafkin train, okay, v'althin falsa, okay, they put that in parentheses, either way. Meaning you might have thought that it's until 2 days have passed, and really 3 days have passed, meaning it's on the third day. So there, k'siv Rachmanu yiplu, therefore the Torah says, that they will fall, meaning any amount of plural, meaning even on the second day, Rabbi Lazar would hold that it would mess things up. Because of Yiplu, and if it only had Yiplu, because of Yamim, but if it would have said Yiplu, that they would fall, you might have thought it's even when 1 day is gone, meaning even if it became Tame on the first day, right? You didn't know necessarily that it has to be Yamim. So therefore, because of Rachmanu Yamim, the Torah says, days teach me that you have to at least have started the second day of the Nazirus, right, for the entire count to get uprooted and to fall away. Okay, fine. Let's do the Mishnah over here. Gemara, as you can see, the Gemara will start a couple lines up from the bottom. This Mishnah now, switching gears a little bit, deals with someone who took a nether of Nazirus in Chutz Laretz. We know the Chazal were Gozer Tumah in Chutz Laretz, basically because there could be, you know, the possibility of dead bodies everywhere, with the goyim not being careful about where they bury a mace. So it could be, maybe we're not sure where the kvarim are. So basically, Chazal decreed that the Chutz Laretz has a din of tumah midrabanan, and therefore they made a knas that someone who is neder nazirus in Chutz Laretz should come to Eretz Yisrael and keep the nazirus again. Right, a person who has to be, who is nazir nazirus in Chutz Laretz, has to come to Eretz Yisrael anyway, right, to offer his korbanos when he's done with the nazirus. So when you get there, right, Chazal goes there that they should keep another set of Nazirus when they come to Eretz Yisrael. Rush over here points out it's not the entire thing, even though we're going to have a story against that. But it's not the entire thing, right? That they have to keep another 30 days, says the Rush. Okay, fine. What does he do with the end of the Mishnah? As you'll see in a second, I'm not sure exactly, but that's what the Rush writes over here. Okay, says the Mishnah, Mishnazer Nazirus Harbe. Now the girsa here is not so great. That seems to imply someone who took many Nazirios. The Rush, if you look, has a different girsa. He says Mishnazer Nazir Nazirus Meruba, someone who decided on a long Nazirus. Okay, that's That's seems to be Pasha Pshat. Someone who took a long Nazirus. V'yishlem es Nazirusso, and he finished his Nazirus. V'achagach bal aretz, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, obviously, right, to bring his korbanos, Pashto says. So, v'yishame omrim, so v'yishame says, Nazir shloshim yom, v'yishol omrim, Nazir betchila. V'yishame says, he has to be a Nazir for 30 days, right? Again, obviously, he doesn't really. Mid Rabbanan has to be Nazir for 30 days. And Beisol says, Beisol says he has to do the entire thing. Okay, I take it back. You know, when I saw in the Rush, When I saw in the Rush, that must have been within Shitas Beis Shammai, that he has to keep 30 days, right? Okay, obviously, right? Okay. So when I saw in the Rush says that he has to keep the 30 days, right? That's within Shitas Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says that, no, you have to repeat the entire thing. Okay, that makes a lot more sense, because then the rest of the Mishnah, right, you'll see in a second, has a story where Helen and Malka, right, repeated her Nazirus that she had taken. Okay, so Beis Hillel says, good, fine. Beis Hillel says that you have to repeat the entire thing. Maisa b'Helen and Malka, there's a story about Helen and Malka, Shalach b'nan l'melchama, that her son went out to war, v'amra, and she said, im yavo b'ni min ha'melchama b'shalom, if my son comes home from war in peace, ehei nezira sheva shonim, I will be a nazir for 7 years. U'ba b'nan min ha'melchama, sure enough, he came home, baruch Hashem, okay, v'ayis nezira, if I'm not mistaken, her son also converted, no, Helen and Malka converted? Her son was Munbaz. No, I don't remember. I don't see that anywhere. Okay. Either way, so Helen and Malka came. He came home safe, right? And then she was a nazir for 7 years. Ubasov shavashanim also la'aretz, and she came to Eretz Yisrael to be to bring her korbanos. V'horua beis hillel shetein nazira od shavashanim acheros. And she beis hillel said, "Tough luck, buddy, or ma'am, or my lady. You need to keep another 7 years." And then it says the Mishnah. Uvesov shavashanim nitmes. Oyvei. And at the end of 7 years, she became tamei by accident. Venimtes nazira esrim ve'echad shana. She ended up being a nazira for 21 years. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo haisa nazira ela arbas reshana. Right, it wasn't as long. It was only 14 years. That seems to be a lot to me either. But obviously, we'll have to talk about why Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. But we're not going to do that now. We'll go back during the Hilgashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.